I've talked a lot over the years about the power of radio and the personal connections that are made between the personalities and their listeners. These connections are very strong. They are personal and they are enduring. I call it the magic of the medium. It's hard for some to fully understand just how personal these connections are. Take any heritage breakfast show, for example, and they would have an audience made up of superfans, as we call them, that only listen to that show in the morning. And they know all there is to know about the personalities on that show. And such is the personal connection, they consider themselves friends of those personalities. And that show is part of their lives. Every now and then, that personal connection extends to a radio station. And as with a personality or radio show, the station itself is part of the listeners' lives. And the connection to that station is personal, strong, and enduring. One such station is 4KQ. KQ began broadcasting on the 7th of May, 1947. It's been owned by the Australian Labor Party. Michael Edgley, Cole Joy and Mike Willacy were also owners at one stage. In 1986, it was purchased by Wesgo. In 1994, Wesgo was sold to APN, which was the beginning of the Australian Radio Network, now known as ARN. During the Wesgo era, the station ran the Greatest Memories and Latest Hits format. And ARN introduced the Classic Hits format, which was a variation of that, and the format the station became famous for. But 4KQ was more than just a music format. It was a station that weaved itself into the very fabric of Brisbane. It was, and is, in every sense of the word, a local radio station. And they were involved in the city's big local events, and most famously created the 4KQ Christmas lights. Their personalities were household names, and most spent a long time at the radio station. Laurel Edwards, for example, has been at the station for 30 years, and the current breakfast show of Laurel, Gary and Mark have been getting up at 4 a.m. for the past 16 years. 4KQ above any other radio station in Brisbane is an iconic brand that listeners feel deeply connected to. And when that station is no longer, the listeners consider it a personal loss, and they grieve as they would if they lost someone close to them. From midnight tonight, Brisbane will grieve for the loss of 4KQ, as will the radio industry. But as with any loss, there are the memories of 4KQ that Brisbane will cherish, and the station will always be remembered as one of those rare stations that listeners had a strong, enduring personal connection with, and a rare example of a radio station that was bigger than any of its personalities and shows. A true, iconic brand. So today, as the sun sets on a Brisbane icon, we pay homage to 4KQ and acknowledge the role 4KQ has played in the life of Brisbane over the years, and also acknowledge those radio people who have worked on and off the air of the station throughout its 75-year history. Farewell, 4KQ.